Good evening and welcome to Take Aim. My name is Denny Wilson, and I'm the preacher for the Parkview Church of Christ in Odessa, Texas. If you happen to be coming through the Permian Basin and you're looking for a place to worship on the weekend or on a Wednesday night, come on by, look us up. We'd be glad to meet you and worship with you. The congregation is at 1700 Park Boulevard. We're on the corner of Park and West County Road in Odessa, Texas. We meet on Sunday morning for Bible class at 9:30, followed by worship at 10:20, and then we meet again at 5 p.m. on Sunday evenings. We have a midweek Bible study at 7 p.m. on Wednesday evening, and we would love to have you come and visit with us and worship with us if you have the opportunity. Now, if you're looking for a church home in your part of the world and you need some help in finding a place to worship or finding someone to study with you or pray for you, please let me know. I'll help you find someone in your area. You can send me an email to roydw3@aol.com. That's roydw3@aol.com. I'll get back to you as soon as I can and help you find someone in your area. But we're glad that you're listening here tonight on the radio program Take Aim, here broadcast on the Gospel Radio Network. It's broadcast on Thursday nights at 7 o'clock, and it's also rebroadcast on Friday morning at 7 a.m. So if you hear something tonight that you want to share with a friend or you want to listen to it again, make sure you check us out tomorrow morning. Now, we're looking forward to our lessons here this evening. There are some things we're going to be talking about that I know you will find beneficial. But before we get to that, let me remind you of our theme. Our idea here, the radio program, is to take aim on eternal life. We want to go to heaven and be with the Lord. And the theme comes from 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 9 through 11. Where Paul writes that our present aim is to be pleasing in the sight of God, knowing that we're going to stand before the judgment seat of Christ to receive the things done in the body, whether good or bad. Knowing therefore the terror of the Lord, we persuade men. You see, the subject matter is, we're going to go to heaven, and we want to help other people go there as well. We know that we're going to be judged. We're going to be looked at based on our obedience to, conformance to the Word of God. John chapter 12 and verse 48. And so we want to live according to His will and understanding the serious nature of the eternity of our soul. We want to help others understand who Jesus is, what His church is, and how to be saved. If you're looking for the answers to these questions, please send me an email. I will help you. I will study with you. I will help you find someone in your area who can address these questions for you. We want to go to heaven, and we want to help others to do the same. Now, tonight, we're going to be talking about some things that we need to leave alone. Now, out here in West Texas, there's several things that are very dangerous that we try to leave alone. For instance, rattlesnakes are everywhere out here. And this time of year, all the baby snakes are out, and they can be hiding in some unbelievable places. One of the facilities that I work with this past year, we found baby rattlesnakes in water bottle containers. So, you know, they put, let's say, a 24-pack and they wrap it in plastic. Underneath the bottles, inside the plastic, were baby rattlesnakes. They had crawled in there in the evening, and they were there the next morning when someone went to move the pallet and to move the water bottles. We have to be very careful. They can get into corners. They can be up in a roof. They can be in the ceiling. They can be hiding in a chair. They could be hiding anywhere, under a car. You just have to be careful. There are some things to leave alone. There are scorpions and wasps and hornets and red ants and many other things along those lines. There's poisonous plants and cactus. There are a lot of things in West Texas to leave alone. There's a lot of other things in the world to leave alone. You know, if you poke a dog enough time, that dog is going to become aggressive. You mess with the bull, you get the horns. You play with the fire, you're going to get burned. You've heard all these expressions before. There are some things that you need to leave alone. Well, when it comes to the Christian life, there are some things you need to leave alone. So let's start with this. You need to leave alone the false teacher. In Matthew chapter 15, verse 13 and 14, Jesus said, "Every plant which my heavenly Father has not planted will be uprooted. Let them alone. They are blind leaders of the blind, and if the blind leads the blind, both will fall into the ditch." The false teacher. Now, what is a false teacher? A false teacher is someone who's teaching something about the religious matters of today, about the biblical concepts that are laid out for us, about the church, about salvation, about the organization of the church, about marriage, about family, about the things that God addresses in His Word. They take those things and they twist them, or they teach something contrary to them, something other than what God has given us. We do not want to add to God's Word. We do not want to take away from God's Word. We don't want to twist or manipulate God's Word. There's a great example for us in Revelation at the end of the book as the subject matter is being completed by John the Revelator. We're told about making sure that we're not one who adds to or takes away from God's Word. And so in Revelation 22, verse 18 and following, we read this, "For I testify to everyone who hears the words of the prophecies of this book. If anyone adds to these things, God will add to him the plagues that are written in this book. And if anyone takes away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part from the book of life, from the holy city, and from the things which are written in this book." Now, these are not new concepts. This is something that's been laid out from the beginning. God has given us instruction, just as He has given those in past generations instruction. In fact, if you have your Bibles, look at the book of Deuteronomy. It's in the book of the law, and I want you to notice chapter 4, verse 2. Here's what Moses recorded. "You shall not add to the word which I command you, nor take from it, that you may keep the commandments of the Lord your God, which I command you." Now that sounded very similar to what we saw in Revelation 22. Don't add to, don't take away from the word of God. We have to stick to what God has said. We need the thus saith the Lord. We need to follow His plan. And there are many other places in the Scripture that tell us to stick to the Word of God. There's an example also in Proverbs 30, verse 5 and 6. "Every word of God is pure. He's a shield to those who put their trust in Him. Do not add to His words, lest He rebuke you and you be found a liar." So we need to stay away from the false teacher who adds to or takes away from or twists the truth. They will lead you astray. They will stray you away from heaven. It's that little leaven that leavens the whole lump. It's the perversion of the truth. It's very interesting that Jesus said that there were some who would travel to the ends of the earth and they would make someone twice the child of the devil by what they taught them. They're false teachers. So Jesus says in Matthew 15, 13, and 14, leave them alone. Instead, we have to follow Christ and His Word. There are some other things we need to leave alone. We need to leave the unfruitful alone. In Luke chapter 13, verses 6 through 9, Jesus spoke a parable and he said this, "A certain man had a fig tree planted in his vineyard, and he came seeking fruit on it and found none. Then he said to the keeper of the vineyard, 'Look, for 3 years I've come seeking fruit on this fig tree and find none. Cut it down. Why does it use up the ground?' But he answered and said to him, 'Sir, let it alone this year also until I dig around it and fertilize it. And if it bears fruit, well, but if not, after that you can cut it down.'" The idea of this parable is that there are some who just aren't going to do what's right. They aren't productive as a Christian. They're not living as they should. Our mission on earth is to bring others to Christ, and we do that through evangelism, by preaching the gospel, such as this radio program, and other avenues where we have the opportunity to show people the love of God and that we ought to be lovers of Christ and come to follow His will. This is easier if we love people and we care about their souls, but we have a job to do. Sometimes we have to help people come back to Christ when they've left their first love. This requires hard work, but it also requires love for that soul. We need to be willing to go to them and talk to them and help them come back to Christ. However, sometimes we beat ourselves up because someone will not do what's right. They won't listen. They won't pay attention. They don't try. Notice Titus chapter 3, verse 10. Reject a divisive man after the first and second admonition, knowing that such a person is warped and sinning, being self-condemned. Reject a divisive man. What is he saying? Leave them alone. When we try to help someone and they won't listen, or they're stirring up the trouble and they will not pay attention to God's word, and in fact they reject it, we have to move on. It's not that we want them to be lost, but we have to make sure that our efforts to help them don't keep us from helping the next person. If they choose not to obey, sometimes we just need to leave them alone. We can plant the seed, which is the Word of God. We can water the seed, but we can't make someone do what's right. We teach them, we encourage them, and we keep on doing what's right. But if someone will not listen, we must move on. We need to go to the next person and show them the truth. In the judgment, those who do not produce a harvest will be cut down. They'll be cast into outer darkness. Our objective is to make sure that we do our part with our own lives, because we want to go to heaven. And then we want to help others with the understanding that that person also must bear fruit. We can't do it for them. They have to believe and obey, and they have to live a faithful life. Yes, do your part. Yes, work hard. Yes, pray for them. But realize there are some who will not listen. And in fact, they will cause trouble. And we must reject those who cause that trouble and division. If they're unfruitful and they're not willing to do what's right, we have to move on. Let's notice number three. There are some others that we must leave alone. These are hardened sinners. In the book of Hosea, there are many rebukes to the idolatrous and adulterous Israel. There are sometimes called Ephraim, Israel is, and they are rebuked severely in the book of Hosea. Here's a very strong rebuke. I want you to notice this from Hosea chapter 4, verses 17 through 19. Ephraim is joined to idols. Let him alone. Their drink is rebellion. They commit harlotry continually. Her rulers dearly love dishonor, and they shall be ashamed because of their sacrifices. What did the prophet say? He said, Ephraim, or Israel, is joined to idols. Leave them alone. They've chosen a sinful path. They won't hear the prophets. Let them alone. Sometimes we need to realize the wickedness and sinfulness of others is so severe that they're not interested in spiritual things. And the prophet says, leave them alone. You know, the Apostle Paul said that evil companions corrupt good morals, 1 Corinthians 15, 33. And we must certainly keep ourselves pure and unspotted from the world, as we learn in the book of James. We need to be making sure that we keep ourselves pure. So if there are people in our lives that we're trying to help to come to do what's right, and yet they keep on that path, they keep on that sinful path that leads to being punished eternally, they're hardened sinners, they won't listen, we need to leave them alone. We can't allow them to bring us down. We can't allow them to corrupt our good morals. We can't allow them to cause us to be spotted and decaying and sinful and wicked. Folks, we have to stand up for what is right. In James chapter 4, verses 7 through 10, James said, "Therefore submit to God, resist the devil, and he'll flee from you. Draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners. Purify your hearts, you double-minded. Lament and mourn and weep. Let your laughter be turned to mourning and your joy to gloom. Humble yourself in the sight of the Lord, and he will lift you up." Submit to God, resist the devil, draw near to God. He draws near to you. How do you do that? He says, cleanse your hands, purify your hearts, lament and mourn and weep. You need to repent of your sin and come home. That's the picture. You need to repent and pray to God and ask for forgiveness. If you're not a child of God, you need to believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, or you'll die in your sins, John 8 and verse 24. You need to repent of your sins or you will perish, Luke 13 and verse 3. You need to confess Him with your mouth, Romans 10, 9 and 10, Matthew 10, 32 and 33. And you need to be baptized into Christ for the remission of sins, Acts 2 and verse 38, where your sins are washed away, Acts 22 and verse 16, where you put on Christ, Galatians 3 and verse 27, where you are saved, 1 Peter 3 and verse 21. Then you need to live faithfully. As a child of God, if you stumble and fall, you need to go to God and ask for forgiveness. He's faithful and just and will cleanse you from all unrighteousness. 1 John 1 verses 5 through 9. Now it may be the things that I just mentioned are new to you, and you're confused by them because it's certainly not what the world is saying. It's not what the denominational world is saying. So you may have found these things to be confusing. I want to encourage you once again, let me know if you have questions about how to be saved. I'll be glad to answer them. I'll show you the answers from the Bible, not from what I think, not from what I feel, but what the Bible says. I'll show you, and you can read it for yourself. But folks, we have to make sure we keep ourselves away from sin. We want to stay away from the hardened sinner and keep them from bringing us down. Now think about it. We have to stay away from false teachers because they could bring us down. They could destroy us with the truth that they teach. They're blind guides leading the blind into the ditch. We have to stay away from the unfruitful, for they will not go to heaven. Only those who bear fruit. You know, I didn't mention it, but John 15, 1 through 8, it tells us we must bear fruit, we must bear more fruit, we must bear much fruit. We have to be people who bear fruit in the kingdom. So we're going to stay away from those who are unfruitful. And we're going to stay away from the hardened sinner. If you spend your time with the hardened sinner, you're going to start acting like, talking like those who participate in those things. I usually use the illustration with a congregation here at Parkview that you become and speak like those around you. For instance, growing up in Kansas, I say you guys. Most people in Texas say y'all. I have cousins that live in the Ozarks that say you-ins. People will begin to speak by the language of those they surround themselves with. In Kansas, people say they're going to have a pop. In Texas, everybody says they're going to have a Coke, regardless of what they drink. Folks, we understand this in the physical realm. Why don't we understand it when it comes to the church? We need to stay away from those who are hardened sinners that could bring us down. You know, we stress about a lot of things in life. But as a Christian, you can eliminate much of the stress that's in your life if you'll just leave some things alone. Quit filling your mind with junk and garbage from the world. Quit listening to and reading denominational doctrine. You know, you don't have to listen to the false teacher on television. You don't have to go buy the book just because it made the New York Times bestseller list. Instead, you need to listen to God's Word and read His book, and you will know what He wants you to do. Eliminate those things that will cause you stress. Stay away from the false teacher. Stay away from those who won't listen. Stay away from people that bring you down. Do your best. Plant and water seeds. But realize, sometimes with some people, you've done all that you can and they still won't listen. Leave them alone. You know, we pray for them. We let them know that we're here for them if they're ready and when they're ready, but we cannot do it for them. But we must keep on keeping on. We need to live for Christ, and the reward will be ours. When we build on Christ and His foundation, we're going to have victory. Now, our work may be tested, and it could even be burned up. You know, we want to be productive. We want to be the one who's living such a way and teaching in such a way that thousands of people respond to the gospel. But even if you absolutely do your very best, there's no assurance that others will stay faithful. But I want you to understand that if you will be faithful and you keep on doing your absolute best, you're preaching the gospel, you're living faithfully, you're helping others to know the truth, whether they believe it or not, then you're still going to get your reward. You're going to go to heaven and be with the Lord. In 1 Corinthians chapter 3, beginning at verse 9, and I'm going to read through verse 15, I want you to notice what Paul says about those whose work is burned up. He says, "For we are God's fellow workers. You are God's field. You are God's building. According to the grace of God, which was given to me as a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation and another builds on it. But let each one of you take heed how he builds on it. For no other foundation can anyone lay than that which is laid, which is Jesus Christ." That's what we were talking about earlier. We must preach Christ and Him crucified. We have to teach His word, not what the world says. Now he goes on to say, "Now if anyone builds on the foundation with gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, straw, each one's work will become clear, for the day will declare it, because it will be revealed by fire. And the fire will test each one's work of what sort it is. If anyone's work which he has built on it endures, he will receive a reward." So if I preach and teach, and if I try to help others to know Christ, and it's successful, then I'm rewarded. But notice what he says in verse 15. "If anyone's work is burned, he will suffer loss. If I do my absolute best, and I'm preaching and teaching the gospel, I'm living the right kind of life, I'm striving to be pleasing in the sight of God, but those who I teach, those who I talk to, those who I try to influence don't listen, I'm going to suffer loss. It's going to hurt. It's going to be hard. We want them to know the truth, but if they reject it, that's on them." But notice what it says next. He says, "But he himself will be saved, yet is through fire." If you do your best, if you do your part, if you preach the gospel and people reject it, you're still going to be saved. Yes, it's sad that those who have the opportunity to hear the gospel don't receive it and obey it like they should. It's heartbreaking. But folks, if you live your life the right way, regardless what anyone else does, when it's tried by fire, if your work falls apart, but you did what was right, you still get to go to heaven and be with the Lord. You see, we want to be ready to stand before this judgment seat of Christ. We want to be ready to answer for what we've done in the body, whether good or bad. And we want to be ready to persuade others, to show them the truth because of that fear of the Lord. But if they don't listen, we still will be saved. Folks, there are some things that we need to avoid in life. We need to leave it alone. False teachers, the unfruitful, those who will not listen, and those hardened sinners. We need to stay away from it and let it alone. But there are some things you need to embrace. You need to obey the gospel, and you need to live faithfully. You need to study God's word. You need to write it on your heart so that you don't sin against Him. Psalm 119 and verse 11. You need to live in such a way that brings glory and honor to God and others to Christ. You need to let your light so shine before men that they see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven, as we see in the Sermon on the Mount in Matthew chapter 5. You need to live your life in such a way that others see you as an example to follow. We want to go to heaven and be with the Lord, and we want to help others do the same. Folks, if this lesson brought some questions to your mind and you need help with it, let me know. My name is Denny Wilson. My email address is roydw3@aol.com. That's roydw3@aol.com. I'll be glad to help you. I'll find someone in your area who can study with you. This is too important to let it slide. If you happen to be in the Permian Basin, or you're passing through and you're looking for a church home, or you're looking for a place to worship, come on by the Parkview Church of Christ on the corner of Park Boulevard and West County Road. It's 1700 Park Boulevard. You'll see the building on the corner, and there's a sign with big red flashing letters, and you'll be able to see us. And we look forward to meeting you and being able to worship with you. We have Bible classes on Sunday morning at 9:30, followed by worship at 10:20, and then again 5 o'clock on Sunday evenings. Now, if you're in the middle of the week and you're here, maybe you're here for work, come on by. We'd be glad to meet you then as well. We have a Wednesday night Bible study at 7 o'clock, and we'd love to have you come and worship with us. Folks, it's been good to be with you here today. I hope you'll listen next Thursday night at 7 o'clock as we rebroadcast here again on the Gospel Radio Network. Now, this program will play again tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. So if you need to share this with a friend, or you want to listen again, maybe you want to record it, whatever you need to do, make sure you're back with us at every opportunity. We appreciate you being here tonight. May God bless you, and make sure you take aim.